Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. My personal unclaimed asset story from my days as a student in college. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I was the first African-American woman to rush a sorority at San Jose State University in the late 60s. I was escorted to every occasion. I was escorted by young men from Omega Psi Phi University. Here's how I met them. They arrived at my dorm reception one afternoon as I returned from my first sorority reception. They were dressed in suits. Two of them wore white shirts, ties, and Letterman-type purple and gold sweaters with large Greek letter insignia. They rose in unison, introduced themselves by name, and told me they were members of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, which was the only African-American fraternal organization on campus. They explained that they were there to escort me to all rush activities to ensure my safety. I was, they told me, creating quite a stir on campus, and that the white sororities thought I was a member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, and a radical member of the NAACP, a test case there to cause trouble and cause unrest. I went through the rush period, always escorted to and from events by at least one of the Omega Psi Phi brothers. I was stunned because I was simply looking for new friends, but I was grateful for the concern shown by these four visitors. I talk more about my story and why I consider this experience a huge asset in my personal portfolio. I discuss it in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.